Mexico, Arizona. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with any idol. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with any idol. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
Lift up your voice this morning and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. And return all the glory and praise to Him. Return all the glory, all the praise to Him. Is the Lord. Return all praise and glory to Him this morning, because it's the Lord. Give Him all the glory. Father, we thank you for another privilege to appear before you this morning. We are grateful for another day, another miracle of a new day. Be exalted, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. We appreciate you, our Father. Thank you, our King. Give Him glory and praise for the privilege to come before Him again in this 7 days program. Give Him glory that you are here again this morning. He has enabled you. He has given you strength. Lift up your voice and tell Him, Father, I am grateful for another privilege to appear before you. Take all the glory and praise. Take all the glory. We appreciate you, our Father. Thank you, King of glory. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's ask the Lord to meet with us again this morning. Let's ask the Lord to meet with us again. Father, we have come into your presence. Father, we have come to worship you. Father, we have come in your name. Lord, meet with us again. You have been helping us since the very first day this program started. Lord, here again, in your presence, meet with us again. Meet with us again. In your mighty power, do what no man can do in our lives. Father, let your power come afresh upon us. We need fresh grace for today. We need strength for today. Release upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray for all our brethren and ask the Lord to bring them. They will come safely in the name of Jesus. Lord, we grant them journey mercies. They will arrive safely and be partakers of the divine blessings of today. Father, all of them will speak to them now by the power of the Spirit, all in their homes. Lord, wherever they are, Lord, bring them by your mighty power so that we can fellowship together in your presence to your glory and praise. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege. Lord, we ask that you will meet with us again. You will show forth your power like never before. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lead us by your Spirit. Help us to hear your voice. this morning in the name of Jesus. Meet everyone at a point of need. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Be thou exalted forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And I hear a living amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Now we lift up your name.
Now we lift up your name.
With a heart full of praise.
Oh, yes. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest.
Now we lift up your name.
Now we lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. We are full of praise. 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 We are full of praise.
Oh!
Just lift up your hands this morning to the Holy One. Lift up the name of the Holy One this morning. Lift up His name. He is worthy. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of the Holy One. He is worthy of our praises. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, great I am, for the privilege. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted this morning. What a glorious day. We are grateful to you, our Father. Blessed be your name. Holy Spirit of God, we submit ourselves to you this morning. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon us the breath of life. Let the heavens over us be open. Let grace be released. Let strength come from you, our Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Take your place, King of glory. 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 You are the bright and the shining light. The ancient of the days, the everlasting light. Shine forth, King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. Shine forth this morning. King of glory. Shine forth this morning. King of glory. Shine forth this morning. Alelebo shalala baragada zudina maribuzubi dalosia. Shine forth this morning, King of glory. Go on like you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear a living? Amen. Pick up your Bible. Turn to Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24. We'll read verse 14. Proverbs 24, verse 14. It so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. The King James will say, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. From verse 1. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankles received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Praise the Lord. Father, breathe upon your word this morning and cause it to produce life in us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's have our seat briefly. This morning we are looking at the power of expectation in radiating his glory. The power of expectation in radiating his glory. In Proverbs chapter 24 verse 14 we read the later part of it, the B part of it. It said, thy expectation shall not be cut off. Praise the Lord. And in the passage we read in Acts chapter 3, the Bible says that this man daily he was brought to the gates of the temple. They would always bring him. But this very day, it was a unique day for him. I want to let you know that every day is not the same. Every day is not the same. Every year is not the same. January 2021 and January 2022 will not be the same. Something will always make the difference in all the days. And what I see that makes the difference in every day is your expectation. Praise the Lord. This very day, it's possible that other days the man will just relax and just make do with anything that is given to him. But on this day, when he saw Peter and John, the Bible says he asked of alms, and Peter told him to do, say, look at us. The implication of that statement is that expect something from us. But anyway, it is not the usual thing that you have been getting that you will get this day. You know, when you have an expectation, it takes you from the level of the usual to the extraordinary. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. And my prayer is that this year, as you increase your expectation, extraordinary things will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Expectation is a confident belief or strong hope that a particular event will happen. It's a confident belief, a strong hope that a particular thing will happen. And I want to encourage us in this 7 days program that you have an expectation, because your expectation is what gives God what to work with. It is what will deliver results to you. Praise the Lord. In Mark chapter 11 verse 24b, the Bible made us to understand that expectation is desire. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He said, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray. So you discover that your desire comes before prayer. Oftentimes, we just jump into praying.
without a desire. And that's one of the reasons we don't get any result. You just jump into it. You don't have a desire. No direction. Bishop David Rupa will always say that any man going everywhere gets nowhere. There must be a direction. Expectation gives direction to your prayers. And it makes you to know when the answer comes. When there's an expectation, if the answer comes, you will know. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Now I say a few things before we go into prayer about expectation. The first thing I want to say is that expectation attracts God's attention. If you want to draw God's attention, have an expectation. In that place, in Acts that we read, because he was expecting something from Peter and John, that drew the attention of Peter and John to him. And these were the carriers of God's glory. These two men were the one that God used. So to this man at the gate, the God that appeared to him was Peter and John. So his expectation drew their attention. So your expectation will draw God's attention to you. Praise Master Jesus. Expectations helps you to focus your attention on God. Hello, somebody. Your expectation helps you to focus your attention on God. In the passage we read, if you look at the B part of verse 5, says, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Praise the Lord. One thing I love about expectation is that expectation has a multiplier effect. So Robson, you understand this one very well in economics. Multiplier effects. The multiplier effect concept in economics says that what you put in will determine other reactions, either positively or negatively. So if you have to put in is high enough, it gives you a double effect of what you have put in. So in other words, you don't get exactly what you expect. God multiplies it for you. What was he expecting to receive? He wanted to receive money from there. And Peter told him, you don't know who you have come before today, or you don't know who you have encountered. We are talking about the Almighty God. We know that silver and gold belong to him, but God knew his real need. I said, today you will leave this position because this is not your position. Praise the Lord. So expectation has a multiplier effect. That's why you need to have an expectation. It's just like when you plant a seed. When a seed is planted, at the end of the day, when it grows out, it doesn't give you one seed. The tree begins to produce beyond the little seed that you planted. That's how expectation works. It's my prayer today that God will grant your expectations in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Expectation creates a conducive atmosphere for faith to deliver results to you. Expectation creates a conducive atmosphere. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for. So a very strong word in that definition of faith is the word hope. If you remove hope from faith, faith becomes powerless, because it is what you expect that faith will deliver to you. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So this year I want to challenge you. You must, as you wake up every day of your life, wake up with an expectation, and God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Don't leave your house without an expectation. Don't make any move without an expectation. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 2 that even God weigh our actions. So what you demonstrate, even when you have not prayed, can be your expectation. And if that expectation is not in line with God's word, you may be undoing yourself. So you need to have an expectation, and God will bring it to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Now, expectation puts you in the mood of receiving. Hello, somebody. Expectation puts you in the mood of receiving. It positions you to receive. you can see that the Bible says that the man was expecting something from there. He positioned himself so that when a miracle came, it landed on him. It landed on him. And I tell you, that was the change of his story. It is my prayer this morning that the Almighty God will change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. He will change your story in the name of Jesus. By expectation, what you are actually saying by expectation is that it is not over. This man ordinarily would have relaxed in that situation and just said, this is my fate. But for the fact that he was expecting something, you're saying, it is not over yet. God is still working, and it is my turn. By expectation, he was actually saying, this is my turn. It is my turn to receive my miracle. It is my turn for me to encounter a visitation from my God. And the Lord will bring that to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. It will come to pass speedily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Now, expectation is definite. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, if you read down where Hannah was praying, in fact, you know, according to scriptures, that they have been attending, no going to Shiloh again and again and again and again. But she made up her mind. So this time around, let me be more definite. It's possible the other years she was not definite enough. It's possible in the other years she was not fixed enough. She was not fixed enough. Expectation is fixed. Expectation is definite. Expectation is time bound. He said, if you will just give me a male child, oh Lord, if you just give me, I will give him back to you. And she prayed and prayed with so much expectation. And even the priest was misrepresenting her for what she was not. But at the end of the day, the priest said, may the Lord grant the petition. The petition is the expectation. May the Lord grant the petition. And it came to pass. Praise Master Jesus. This morning, the Lord will grant your petition in the name of Jesus. Expectation is a higher level of hope. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 that a living dog is better than what? A dead lion. Keep hope alive. God is working, and it will work for you in the name of Jesus. Let's stand on our feet as we begin to pray this morning. Begin to appreciate God. The one that you have come to meet with is the God that can change any situation. Give him praise this morning. Say, Father, thank you, because I know that my matter is settled with you. Thank him this morning with that expectation. Father, I thank you this morning because I know that my matter is settled with you. I'm so confident. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank him this morning with so much confidence. Father, I thank you because I know this matter is settled. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Because I know that this matter is settled. It's settled by your power. I know it is settled. Thank you, my Father. Thank you because this matter is settled. Giving thanks this morning. Yes, something is happening already. Something is happening already. Just begin to thank him. But I thank you because this matter is settled. It's settled in the name of Jesus. This matter is settled. I thank you. Because you have settled it. In heaven is settled. On earth here it is settled. By the power of the Most High. In the name of Jesus. It is settled. Father, I give you praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. Thank you, precious Father. This matter is settled. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we're going to pray. The Bible tells us in Psalm 75, you read 6, 7, clearly 7, say that promotion cometh not from the east, not from the west, not from the south. Hallelujah. You are going to pray this morning with your expectation. But I say, expectation, our expectation shall not be short. And in Psalm 62, the Bible says, the psalmist was praying, say, my expectation is from you alone. Who do you have expectation? Who do you look to at a time of need? And what is your expectation? If you don't have one, begin to build a picture of an expectation in your heart this morning, because the Lord is bringing it to pass. Speedily is bringing it to pass. Promotion coming from the Lord. I want to pray this morning, Father, by your mighty hand, there be a lifting up from me. The Bible says, when men are saying there's a casting, and then there's a lifting up. Open your mouth this morning and begin to decree a lifting up upon your life in the name of Jesus. Father, in this year 2021, there's a lifting up for me. There's a lifting up for me in the name of Jesus. Yes. There's a lifting up for me. There's a lifting up for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there's a lifting up for me in 2021. Open your mouth and pray, somebody, that in this year 2021, there's a lifting up in the name of Jesus. There is a lifting up for me on every side in the name of Jesus. God is the judge of all. Father, I decree and declare, there's a lifting up for me. Father, there's a lifting up. There's a lifting up by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. I am lifted from where I am to where you want me to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In verse 9 of Acts chapter 3, listen. In verse 9, look at what happened in verse 9. He said, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Know what that means? His testimony was announcing him. They saw him walking and praising God. They are going to praise the Lord. In 2021, my testimony, my miracle will announce me. My miracle will announce me in the name of Jesus. Ha! All the people saw him walking and praising God. This was the testimony. Open your mouth and pray this morning. Oh Lord, my Father. I can't hear you say, oh Lord, my Father. In 2021, let my miracle announce your glory in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray this morning. Let my miracle announce the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, in 2021, let my miracle announce your glory. Let my miracle announce your glory in the name of Jesus. Let my miracle announce your glory in the name of Jesus. Let my miracle announce your glory in the name of Jesus. Let my miracle announce your glory in the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying. God is bringing it to pass. He is taking the glory and is bringing it to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. In verse 8, so he was talking about a man. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them. Now you're going to pray. Whatsoever has not been walking in your life, in 2021, it will begin to walk. 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 In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatsoever has not been walking in my life, Father, it is my expectation now and my desire as I pray, let it begin to walk. Let it begin to walk. Every closed door against me, let it be open for me. Let it begin to walk. Whatsoever has not been walking, whatsoever has not been walking, oh Lord my Father, let it begin to walk. 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 Whatsoever has not been walking, that area of my life, Father, I command life into it. Life of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Father, let it begin to walk. Let it begin to walk. Yes, Father. Let it begin to walk. 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 Whatsoever I not be walking in my life, Father, I decree and declare, let it begin to walk. Let it begin to walk. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. In my academics, let it begin to walk. In my marriage, let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. In my finances, let it begin to walk. In my business, let it begin to walk. 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 In my business, in my ministry. Oh Lord, my Father. In my ministry. Oh Lord, my Father. Let it begin to walk. It is time for it to walk. Let it begin to walk. Oh Lord, my Father. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the lives of my children, whatsoever has not been walking. Oh Lord, my Father. Whatsoever has not been walking. Let it begin to walk. In the name of Jesus. Let it be life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Now if you look at verse 7, something will shock you in verse 7 of Acts chapter 3. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. The Bible says, immediately his feet and ankles, ankle bones, did what? Received strength. The essence of the strength, so that they can walk. Yes, that strength is what I call the glory. The glory, the empowerment. The ankle bones have to receive strength so that the legs can carry him. Oh my God. We are going to pray. The supernatural strength for 2021. Lord. Lord, release strength for my life. Strengthen me. Lord, strengthen me. Give me strength for 2021. The strength to move. The strength, oh Lord, that will catapult me from where I am to where I should be. With that strength, he was able to move. He was not just walking. He was leaping. He was jumping. He was galloping. He was making unusual progress. The strength came upon him. He was jumping. This year you'll be jumping. Jumping. Walking. Oh, hey. He started walking. From walking, he started jumping. Your increase shall be like jumping. In the name of Jesus. Father, I receive strength. Oh Lord, I receive strength to move forward. In the name of Jesus. I receive strength to move forward. I receive strength to make progress. Meaningful progress. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you pray that prayer again. You know what happened? It was after this encounter. God moved him from stagnancy. God removed this man from stagnancy. After this encounter, God he started making progress. He has been managing life. They will give, if they don't give him, he will not eat. That was his story. If they don't give to him, he will not eat. But from this day, the Bible said he was walking. From walk, he started leaping. He was jumping. Somebody who is jumping and somebody who is walking, it's not the same progress they make. You are going to pray this morning. This year, 2021, as the glory of God radiates in your life, you will make meaningful progress. Begin to pray. Say, Father, I shall radiate your glory. I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress in the year 2021. I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress. Father Lord. My progress shall be geometrical in the name of Jesus. I will make geometrical progress in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I will make meaningful progress in 2021. In the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
I will make meaningful progress in the name of Jesus. I will make meaningful progress. Ah, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we praise. Hallelujah. Now, if you read Isaiah chapter 60, it says, arise and what? And shine. Now, if you read in this Acts, in verse 6, what Peter told him, say, rise up and what? And walk. There must be a rising. There must be a rising. So many persons have been down. And you can't shine if you are down. You can't shine if you are down. There's going to be a rising. There's going to be a rising. There's going to be a rising. And no one will stop you. There will be a rising in your life. There will be a rising in your destiny. And no man will be able to stop you. In the name of Jesus. You are going to say, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Arise. And shine forth. Oh my soul. Oh my soul. Arise. And shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh my soul. Arise. And shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Oh my soul. Arise. 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 Shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Arise. Shine forth in the name of Jesus. Rimara kalabala gadaba. Mazekelebo shalabala. Zeketelebos. Leketekelebo. Zakatakatalaba. Zeketeketelebo. Azuz elebo. Oh my soul, arise. Arise from the dungeon. Arise from the prison of life. Arise from the prison of life. Arise from the prison of life. And shine forth. Arise and shine forth. Arise and shine forth. Oh my soul, arise. Arise. In the name of Jesus. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Arise and shine forth. Arise and shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Arise and shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Oh my soul, arise. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray. According to our theme, radiating his glory. I want to pray that this year, in our civil chapel, there'll be an overflow of God's glory in every area. We must, the essence of the theme, one thing about the theme is an expectation. It's what God wants, is what God is pregnant of. An expectation is a pregnancy, and it must be delivered. And this year, the glory will be delivered in the name of Jesus. They're going to pray, say, oh Lord, fill our civil chapel with your glory. Say, oh Lord, my Father, fill our civil chapel with your glory. Let your glory overflow in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let the glory overflow. 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 Ah, from the altar to the pew, let it be an overflow of your glory in the name of Jesus. From the altar to the pew, let it be an overflow of your glory. From the altar to the pew, let it be an overflow of your glory. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let it be overflow of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. The last prayer we're going to pray is this. In Daniel, I'll not pick the chapter now. In Daniel, when it was King Nebuchadnezzar who had a dream, and one of the verses scripture says they were interpreting, and Daniel also was interpreting, and told him, say, this one is the decree of the holy ones. This one is by the decree of the holy ones. See, this very one, because you cannot change it, because the holy ones have decreed. You are going to pray, and this prayer will still pray it in the evening. Every evil bill, we are praying for our nation now. Every evil bill that anyone will sponsor this year, we command it to expire. Every evil bill, there's a program to sponsor an evil bill. Every evil bill that any one of them will sponsor in the house of reps and all that, it will expire before it will come out. Open your mouth and pillow decree in the name of Jesus. Every evil bill that anyone will sponsor, we command it to expire. We command it to expire. This is our decree. It shall not see the light of the day. It shall not see the light of the day. We command it to expire. Expire. Evil bill. 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 Expire. In the name of Jesus, we command it to expire. It shall not see the light of the day. It shall not see the light of the day. It shall not see the light of the day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah.
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah. There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
I say, who is greater than the Lord Divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Excellent,
excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah. There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine. Excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Oh, who is greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Who is greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine?
There is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
Excellent,
excellent Jehovah. Marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine. Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord Divine.
I traveled in the realm of the spirit and I was asking questions. Why is this obstacle? Why is this obstacle not willing to give way? And the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a gift was given to somebody on the day of your wedding. A gift was given to somebody. And with that gift, as the person was receiving that gift from the giver, there was an exchange. There was an exchange. There was an exchange. That gift that was being given, the person thought it was an ordinary gift. It was a key that was used to lock somebody's destiny. That what the Lord has ordained for you to be in life, you can never be. That the level of productivity that will have resulted in your life is locked up. And so you live a life of emptiness. But I stand on this authority that is in the word of God. And I decree this morning, if you can shout amen, I take that gift from you.
Amen.
I give it to the owner.
Amen.
I take that gift from you.
Amen.
I give it to the owner.
Amen.
Somebody shout it. Owners of evil load, carry your load. Owners of evil load, carry your load. You have the right to reject it. You have the right to reject it. Destiny was shortchanged by the act of giving a gift. I don't have all the time, but I pray from this altar this morning. Whoever gave you that gift that was used to shortchange and change your destiny, that you cannot be what God has ordained you to be. It is either the person take back his gift or a gift, or the person will die by fire in the name of Jesus. I say it is either the person takes back his or her gift, or the person will die in 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. The original life that God gave you to live, you will live that original life. You join people to do their thanksgiving and you have no reason for thanksgiving. That is error. You join people, you tell people congratulations and nobody has told you congratulations. That is error. I stand on this exalted altar. Every form of error that the devil has placed upon your life, with the shout of your amen, that error is cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. It is cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. It is cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father and my God, let the attackers be attacked. Every attacker in your life, every attacker in your life that said there should be no peace in your life, that you won't have a tangible testimony to share, they receive divine attack this morning in the name of Jesus. They receive divine attack this morning in the name of Jesus. They receive divine attack this morning in the name of Jesus. You are going to shout this 7 times and I'll be true. You will shout it 7 times. And what is it? Just holler it. My glory must shine in 2021. You are going to shout it 7 times. My glory must shine in 2021. Are you ready now? Number one, highlight. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. And number 7. You can't hide light. Light can never be hidden. The glory of the Lord will shine in your life. The world will see it in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemies will see it in the name of Jesus Christ. Sinisters, they will see it in the name of Jesus. In your family, they will see that glory in the name of Jesus. In your place of work, they will see that glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. That devil is a liar. That barrenness is already cancelled. I have taken the gift from you. I've given it to the owner of evil load. I have the mandate of heaven to collect that gift from you, and I have the authority from heaven to give it to the owner. Carry your load in the name of Jesus. 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 of Jesus. Carry your load in the name of Jesus. I don't care to know who you are, whether you are father or mother, whether you are a brother or sister, father-in-law or mother-in-law, brother-in-law or sister-in-law. I stand on the authority of Jehovah. In the realm of the spirit, there can be divine exchange. I exchange it right now. I give you back your property. Carry it in the name of Jesus. Take 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 it in the name of Jesus. If barrenness is sweet, go and carry it on your head. If barrenness is sweet, let it be upon your children. I change it in the realm of the spirit. I cause a ripple. I put a ripple into that community right now. I set confusion in that agenda right now. The Bible says I should decree and it will be established. I decree, hey, let there be Rehoboth in 2021. Let there be Rehoboth in 2021. Let there be Rehoboth in 2021. Let there be Rehoboth. The Hebrew word Rehoboth means fruitfulness. I decree fruitfulness into your life. Receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. 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 And Elijah said, there is the sound of abundance of rain. Sound of abundance of rain. I hear the cry of a baby. Lama Zande Gebru Gayata. I hear the cry of a baby. I hear the cry of a baby. Holy Spirit, bring it to pass in record time. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Somebody holler it, I possess my possession. I can hear you holler it, say I possess my possession. Can you shout it emphatically, say I possess my possession. I join my faith with your faith on that confession you have just made. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus Christ. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Take delivery of your miracle in the name of Jesus. Enter into the realm of celebration in the name of Jesus. Become the first celebrant in the name of Jesus. Become the next celebrant in the name of Jesus. Become the next celebrant in the name of Jesus. When God has opened the door, no man can close it. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. Say, I've set before you an open door. If I open the door, no man can close it. God has opened the door for you. Walk into that open door. The glory of the Lord will overwhelm your life. With your mouth you will testify. I place a seal of heaven upon the prayers. Joining my faith with that of my brother in faith. Brother Solomon, I bring to pass and bring to reality every decree and pronouncement that has been made this morning. They will walk in your favor. I said they will walk in your favor. I said they will walk in your favor. 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 No man can stop you. You are unstoppable. 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 Because you carry Jesus in your body. They could not stop Jesus. Therefore, they can't stop you. Go and possess your possession. Go and live your original life. Return with your tangible testimony. With your two hands, you will carry your baby. You will bring that baby to this altar. We will dance with you. We will rejoice with you. We will celebrate with you. So shall it be. Be magnified, O Lord.
You are highly exalted.
I run the Soria Talama.
And there is nothing you can do.
Yes, my Father.
Oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
One more time.
Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do.
What a wicked world that a parent will say his own child must not give birth. If they don't born, how they take born you? That a parent will say his own child must not give birth. What a wicked world. Because that child is not your property. That child is the property of Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
All that your covenant. I stand on this exalted altar by the mandate of God upon my life as his servant. I cancel that covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel that covenant in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cancel that covenant in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I set aside that covenant in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I sign a new covenant with you.
Yes, Lord.
Covenant of productivity.
Amen.
That miscarriage, the last one you had, that will be the last you will ever have.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That will be the last miscarriage you will ever have.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When God walks into a situation, that situation cannot remain the same. I feel like not closing again, but we must close. That situation is changing right now.
Amen.
Somebody, as you are stepping through that door to go this morning, I see you contracting your pregnancy.
Amen.
I see the miracle of that pregnancy already happening.
Amen.
Before you will step out of that door, I see it happening already.
Amen.
If you are the owner of that miracle, with the shout of your amen, I deliver it into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I deliver it into your hand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I deliver it into your hand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I deliver it into your hand in the name of Jesus. Who is that man who will say a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not said it? Jehovah has the final say over your life.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father. It is done.
Amen.
On this same altar, we shall celebrate this testimony.
Amen.
On this same altar, we shall celebrate this testimony.
Amen.
I place the seal of heaven upon it.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father. As we give our offering, remove our suffering.
Amen.
As we give our offering, remove our suffering.
Amen.
Take us from where we are to where we ought to be.
Amen.
Let this day be a day to remember for good.
Amen.
thank you, our Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Take an offering in your hand quickly. I have overshoot my time. I apologize for that. Take an offering. Jump to the offering box. Drop that offering. And then choir will lead us in singing. Media, please give us our benediction. Project the benediction now. Choir, please.
Who will say, Baba, oh?